This edition of the Ridley Report is brought to you by mail-to-jail.com, something that rhymes with com. They're the folks that will get your mail to liberty activists who are in jail. Well, at least in New Hampshire. And not only will they do that, but they'll also take your money if you make a donation. That's how they survive. So please make a donation at mail-to-jail.com, something that rhymes with com. Now, I want to talk about some pet peeves. I get so tired of people blaming their problems on something being allowed. Immigrants are allowed to fill in the blank. Companies are allowed to fill in the blank. Individuals are allowed to fill in the blank. Well, yes, it's true that there maybe are some things people shouldn't be allowed to do. But most of our problems in American society come from people being forbidden from doing things. And that is really where the focus should be. For instance, people say, well, I can't find a job. Well, okay, that's kind of interesting. But really, the thing is, you're not allowed to create a job. And in a sense, because it's so difficult, there's so many hoops you have to jump through. And the employers that might want to hire you are not allowed to create a lot of jobs because each job is such a paperwork nightmare and such a tax hole. So that's the problem, is things not being allowed. And I just wish that everyone would focus on that a little bit more, especially folks who are, you know, like the Occupy Wall Street folks. That's what I just always try to ask them is, well, what would happen to you if you tried to create a job, you know? And that maybe focuses them in a little bit more on the regulation that is strangling them. And another, I don't know if I'd call this a pet peeve or not. Yeah, I guess it's sort of a pet peeve. It's when people, when they deny something. Like, if you're talking about, like you say, Ron Paul is not an isolationist. Well, yeah, okay, you're right, he's not, but that may not be the best way to put it, because when you say someone is not fill in the blank, you're associating them with fill in the blank. Like, if you say Ron Paul's not an isolationist, you just associated Ron Paul with isolationist. You put him in the same sentence with the word isolationist. So you're just going to draw more attention to that allegation. You'll be better off if you say Ron Paul is an engager. And then you say Mitt Romney is an isolationist or something like that, because Mitt Romney wants to follow these policies that will continually isolate the United States from the world. Ron Paul's more of an engager because, I mean, he'll actually talk to folks and trade with them. He's not going to put up, again, coming back to the whole idea of forbidding, he's going to be pretty reluctant to forbid trade or forbid travel or all these things that are, you know, pretty heavily regulated now by the Washington government. So anyway, that's just a thought. I get tired, you know, people running around saying Bitcoins are not worthless. Well, that's true. So you should say Bitcoins have value. That's the way I would look at it. But anyway, on to another thought that I've been having lately, and that is, have you noticed, I mean, people think, there's a lot of pessimism, you know, about the direction of the U.S. government, and that's justified, but really the thing we maybe should be measuring instead of the number of laws, you know, I mean, it's important to measure that, but I think what may be more relevant in American society is the number and size of resistance movements, and it's exploding. It's a beautiful explosion. What do you got now? Truthers, birthers, Tea Party, Occupy Wall Street, Anonymous, WikiLeaks, Adbusters, Free Staters, We Won't Fly, Oath Keepers. It's like, that's just the list off the top of my head. The list could go on endlessly, and that's not the way it was a few years ago. So I think that's something to be optimistic about. Anyway, this edition of the Ridley Report, brought to you by mail-to-jail.com, something that rhymes with com. And oh my gosh, I've got 20 seconds left. What am I going to do? How am I going to fill it? Oh, you're going to be stuck with the trumpet. ¶¶